Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. In 1955, 14-year-old Emmett Till was brutally murdered by two white men in Mississippi for supposedly offending a white woman. The child was beaten, tortured, and drowned. Till's mother, Mamie, brought her son home to Chicago, and she insisted upon an open casket at his funeral. A photograph of Emmett's body, published in Jet magazine, to this day remains one of the most searing, undeniable images of white violence on black Americans. "Let the people see what I've seen," Mamie Till said. She wanted the world to see what those men had done to her son. Well, Emmett Till would have turned 76 just 2 days ago. His birthday was July 25th. And these many years later, racism, it still must be confronted. That is all our duties. But what happens when a white artist tries to do that confrontation by painting an image of Emmett Till? Is that empathy or is it appropriation? And should modern-day art institutions support such artists? Well, those are some of the intense questions swirling about a new exhibition which opened just yesterday at the Institute of Contemporary Art in Boston. It features the work of abstract painter Dana Schutz. In 2016, Schutz painted an abstracted image of Till in a work titled Open Casket. That painting was put on display at the Whitney Museum in New York. It was immediately controversial. Protesters demanded that the painting be removed and even destroyed. Now, I should note, Open Casket, the painting, is not part of the ICA's exhibit of Schutz's work. But in an open letter to the ICA's chief curator, a group of local artists is saying that exhibiting any of Schutz's work is, quote, in line with a long tradition of white supremacy, obscuring and ultimately erasing narratives of the continued genocide of black and indigenous peoples. Please pull the show, they write. This is not about censorship. This is about institutional accountability. So there is a lot there, and we want to discuss it because it centers on some very big questions about race, culture, and major cultural institutions here in Boston. And joining us to have this conversation is Ava Respini. She's chief curator at the Institute of Contemporary Art. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
Also with us is Barbara Lewis. She's director of the William Monroe Trotter Institute for the Study of Black History and Culture at UMass Boston, and she's one of the writers and signatories of that open letter to the ICA. Professor Lewis, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. And with us as well in the studio is Stephen Locke. He's a visual artist and an associate professor of art education at the Mass College of Art and Design. Professor Locke, welcome to you.
Meghna, it's nice to be with you.
Barbara Lewis, may I just first start with you and just give me a sense, in a nutshell if you could, about what your concerns are, your major concerns are about the ICA having an exhibit of Dana Schutz's work.
Well, the ICA, as I understand it, started thinking about this exhibit 2 years ago, and so it was certainly aware of the controversy that erupted at the Whitney. But it seems to have paid little attention to that controversy and also to the context of racism here in Boston, which is very strong. It did not consult, as I understand it, with any of the artists who are black here in the city. It first had wind that there might be a whiff of danger and difficulty when it heard from white artists, and also reached out to white artists to find out what they might do. It seems as though black artists were dead in this question.
Dead in this question. But yes. Okay, so but help me understand here a little bit, and then Ava, I'm going to turn to you in a moment, but why is pulling the exhibit in its entirety, in your view, the best option here? Because, immediately, in your letter, you confront
okay,
this.
Wait a minute. I did sign the letter, but that does not mean that I agree with every scintilla of the letter. Also, the letter was written and sent before the show opened. So there was time for the ICA to make that decision. At this point, the show is already opened. So one of those animals, the horse or the cow or something, is out of the barn at this point. So pulling the show is no longer an option.
Ava Raspini, respond here. There's a lot to dig into, but what is the ICA's position right now on showing Dana Schutz's work?
Indeed, there is a lot to respond to, and these issues are very complex. And there's a lot of opinions and voices that we have considered and are continuing to consider in our conversations on presenting Dana Schutz. When we started speaking with Dana about 2 years ago and presenting her show, we really wanted to focus on her as one of the leading painters of her generation. The exhibition was fully formed, selected, before the Whitney Biennial opened. When the Whitney Biennial opened and the debates around open casket unfolded very publicly, we began a lot of conversations, both internally as well as with people in our communities. We continue those conversations.
Can
those
I just
are
jump in
artists.
Here? And yep. I'm sorry to interrupt, and I don't mean to be rude. I'm just conscientious of the
sure.
time, and I just want to get straight to the heart
okay.
of the matter here, because what I hear Barbara Lewis saying is that the ICA presented a sort of tone-deaf approach to the history of racism here in Boston,
okay.
and that's part of the reason why they had great concerns about this exhibition.
Let me answer that, yeah. and let me answer Dr. Lewis. We have consulted a wide variety of artists and people in our community, artists that we exhibit who have been in our program, who are from very diverse backgrounds and various viewpoints, educators, people who teach here in Boston, both at the college level as well as high school level, and community.
May I ask you to name some of them?
Well,
Steve Locke.
Yes, a colleague here. And many of those were very private conversations. But we asked those individuals and continue to ask them, what programs do you want to hear at the ICA? What questions do you have? What should we be doing? What is our responsibility, not just to Dana as an artist, but to this topic, race, representation, cultural appropriation, and our responsibility as an institution? And in response to that, we have a variety of robust programs that we will be presenting in the fall, which we spoke about with the group when we met with them a week and a half ago. We're in a partnership with the Hutchins Center for
Africa. But why
African...
wait until the fall, though? I mean, it opened this
I have
week.
To jump in
go
here.
Ahead, go
There's
ahead.
This notion that somehow the ICA has all of a sudden been ignoring black people. There is a show right now, an excellent show up right now by Nari Ward. Nobody has called me to ask me about Nari Ward show. But for some reason, people have called me to talk about a painting by a white woman that's not even in this show. And let me say something about Emmett Till as a black man, okay? Emmett Till is dead. Nobody can hurt him anymore. No white woman with a paintbrush can hurt Emmett Till. No white woman with a paintbrush can undo what maybe Till did. That's what real power is, okay? So this notion that Dana has somehow... And I don't know Dana Schutz, and she doesn't need me to defend her because she's a grown woman. She can defend herself. She released a statement about her painting, and apparently that statement wasn't good enough for people because they want to impute some sort of horrible motive to her. If white people do not take responsibility for what they have done to black people, we are lost. That painting is a white woman sitting in front of a canvas negotiating what a white woman did to a black child. Emmett Till is dead because of the word of a white woman. It's wholly appropriate for a white woman to take that on as subject matter.
Barbara,
has anyone said anything during this conversation about a white woman not having a right to paint a canvas?
That is part of the context of the conversation, Barbara, and that's part of what is outlined in the letter. This whole, the lead into the show was Meghna saying, can a white artist image black pain? Of course they can. There's no such thing as black pain. There's just pain.
And Director Lewis, I take your point that you may not agree with every last note, that word that was written in the letter, but the letter does include a passage such as, the ICA should acknowledge publicly and in the text of the exhibition that a white femme artist tampered with the intention of a grieving black mother to humanely show in undeniable detail the brutality endured by her 14-year-old child. I mean, so...
Well, let me throw something which I think is explosive into the conversation. Let's say that a black male had painted the death face of Anne Frank grimacing on the floor of a concentration camp, grimacing in death on that floor. Would we be having this conversation and say that it's perfectly fine for a black male to paint such an image because Anne Frank is already dead?
Well, what's your... May I ask Barbara
I don't know
Lewis,
about you,
what's
but
your
I,
answer
I can...
to that question, Barbara Lewis?
my answer to that question is it's not so much about the painter himself or herself. It's about public opinion.
No.
And public reaction.
No. Artists don't really think about public reaction.
So every artist is exactly the same, and no artist thinks about public reaction?
I'm saying that there's a notion since art stopped being for kings and popes and started being the...
For people?
I beg your pardon?
For people?
Yeah. That's,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That people have their own concerns for making their work. The concerns for people making their artwork aren't subject for discussion.
What's shown in a museum, what's shown on the walls, what's given credence and credibility as iconic.
I don't think anybody's saying that can't happen. What I am saying is these calls for paintings to be destroyed, for artists
minute,
to be punished for things that they've made.
As I said before, I have not asked for any painting to be destroyed. I have not asked for a painting for the show to be closed.
Okay.
So if you're talking to me and I'm here on this radio show, then let's not bring in issues that others have sanctioned, but I have not.
Okay. So I was told that we were going to talk about this controversy in this letter that had been sent to the ICA. So if we're not going to talk about that, let me offer something else.
Okay, so let me just jump in here. And again, to reiterate, Barbara Lewis, as you have said, you are one of the signatories of the letter, but I do hear you say that you don't agree with everything that was written in the letter. And we have a link to it, by the way, at radioboston.org. And I want to reiterate that I appreciate everybody being here. But Ava Respini, let me turn back to you. Something, because we were talking, we heard Barbara and Stephen engage about this question about artists' intent, but there is the question about an institution's intent and an institution's role here, because I do think one of the other major concerns that has been raised both in the letter and by Director Lewis is this idea that institutions have a cultural responsibility in the communities that they are in. And, you know, whom they choose to exhibit is part of that and why. So what does the ICA see as its responsibility in this situation?
Absolutely. We take our institutional responsibility very seriously. And it's something we talked about in the meeting last week with the activists and artists that I met with for over 3 hours. And it may not be apparent to our larger publics, but every show that we organize, there's a lot of rigor and thought and collaboration and partnership that goes into that. We consult many people in our communities, our peers, our colleagues, other artists. I don't like to work in a vacuum. And so the result of every exhibition project comes from collaboration and partnership and discussion. And that's our institutional responsibility. I do believe that an artist has the right to choose to paint, sculpt, or present whatever subject that resonates for them. But it's the institution's responsibility to put into context the historical, social, and political resonance of that chosen subject. And that's what we're doing with the Dana Schutz exhibition. We're showing the broader context of her work. You will see 17 paintings, 4 drawings, the last 10 years of production. And Dr. Lewis, I invite you to come in and walk through the show with me. It would be my delight to do that with you. But also, we're providing a context for conversations about race and representation through exhibitions that we have on view now, as Steve mentioned, Neri Ward, whose work is about the immigrant experience, Steve McQueen, a work that's on view currently at the museum that's all about the death of a young man that he met in Granada. And next year, we're presenting an exhibition, Black Radical Feminism, 1965 to 1985, that's looking at how artists used political action in their work. So these are just some of the voices among many others that we're presenting at the ICA to engage our various publics, and we take that responsibility very seriously.
Barbara Lewis, please respond.
I appreciate that the ICA is doing all of this. I think it's wonderful. But I also remain concerned about the context of death that exudes from at least 2 of the paintings of Dana Schutz that involve black males and eviscerated, castrated black males. And I do this in the context of what's happening politically in this country and also in this city. We stand here in a Boston that has recently declared through its mayor that it is a city very concerned about and eager to correct the racial difficulties and sins of its past, as well as its omissions of the present. Hmm. And to me, that is the public context that matters, and that is a public context that doesn't seem to have been fully, partially taken into context.
If I may, my question to you, Dr. Lewis, would be, how does muting an artist, canceling a show, further that dialogue?
Wait a minute, keep going back to that. I'm not asking anybody to cancel a show. I'm asking for a wider discussion. You talked earlier about rigor and thought, collaboration and partnership. I feel that there may be a few more individuals and groups that could be brought into that collaboration and partnership. For example, the work of Dr. Atiyah Martin around racial equity and resilience. I think that the ICA offers the public a wonderful opportunity to have a discussion on those kinds of issues here in Boston.
Stephen Locke, you want to jump in here?
There's a way in which this whole conversation is about what the ICA hasn't done or what the ICA isn't doing. And I think that there is a lack of awareness about the amount of programming and the amount of work that the ICA actually does do. I think it's a little unfair also to say that it's a museum's job to respond to public opinion in terms of the racial climate, as if museums don't do that already. I think that there's a way in which if you go to the ICA right now and you see the work that's up, there's a very interesting conversation happening. And it's not just this one show. There's also Black and White, Black and Brown People, White Problems, a show that's curated by Camilo Alvarez that's up at Samson right now. There's lots of people in the art world addressing these issues. I know that Dr. Lewis says that she doesn't want the show to be closed and she's not she's not for destroying a painting. But this whole conversation now has sucked all the air out of the room about the work of Dana Schutz as an artist, the work of Nari Ward, the work of Kevin Jerome Everson, the work of Colleen Smith, the work of Deanna Lawson, all sorts of artists.
I think you're overstating your case.
Well, you're welcome to think that. We just happen to disagree. We disagree, Dr. Lewis.
We
disagree.
Well, you know, if I always dream of reaching a kind of consensus in these conversations, but sometimes it's not possible. But that means the conversation must continue, and unfortunately we can't do that today. So I just want to say, Barbara Lewis, director of the William Moore Trotter Institute at UMass Boston, thank you, and Ava Raspini, chief curator at the ICA, and Stephen Locke, professor at the Mass College of Art and Design, thank you all. We will continue this conversation on another day. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.